And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Right back into the action. Here we are. Sheriff report. Up is Blyfken. Albersma with the dig. Trying to get a point here. It was Cusack, but it's dug out of there by the Blackhawks. Cusack tried to hit, smash it home, and she does. Point Royals coming out of that timeout. And now it's a 23-20 match as Nora Ross with the serve. Ross. It's the ball a few times. Gets it over. Port trying to get somewhere with it. They get it over. Shinsky over to Moss, and that's touched. Net infraction. Point for Royals. 23-21 now. Port with the lead. And Nora Ross still with the serve. A big swing of the arm and over the net, played by Fletcher. Trying to get it over is Ingram, and she does for the point. Point for Port. And we've got a 24-21 volleyball match here. Set number two. Hernandez back to serve for Port in the potential set point. Board already up 1-0 as they took 25-16 and set one. But they can go and put Port really in trouble. There's your ace with the point. And there you have it. 25-21 in set number two in favor of Port Edwards. Laura, how about you play about a minute and a half? And we'll be back here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
Hey, you. Yes, you. You are important, too. Your birthday should be a fiesta. And at Rodeo Grill, it is. With a free birthday meal, dessert, and special birthday song, celebrate yourself as you do so much for others. Rodeo Grill on 8th Street, South Wisconsin Rapids.
Wow, everything seems to be going really well. Ah, crap, there's that noise again. Better turn up the radio.
Hey, I like this song. Glad she turned it up. But what's that sound?
Please don't embarrass me, car. Stop making that noise.
You know, I can hear that noise, and turning the radio up isn't going to help.
Oh, you heard that? I don't know what's wrong, so I just turn up the radio.
Jamming out to your favorite tunes is always fun, but ignoring the problems under the hood is not. Call 8th Street Auto today.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Back here in Kastner Gymnasium as we are just about ready to start set number three, possibly the decider as Port leading Assumption 2-0 with scores of 25-16 in the first set and 25-21 in the second. And this things could be getting interesting here in set number three. Before we get there, though, stop, talk about Johnson & Sons Jeep. Johnson & Sons Jeep, they've got you covered from service and repair to upgrades. Try a hometown favorite more than 40 years. Wisconsin Rapids Dodge Jeep and Chrysler dealership. That is Johnson's Jeep. We're sure our good friend Randy Paul was hanging out with Bill Johnson and playing some golf earlier this week. Bill over at Homestead Golf Course. It's always a fun time to go out there, golf, or if you're not into the golfing aspect, go on down to the clubhouse and some tasty food, very good food down there. But if that's not quite your thing, hey, head on down to the Junkyard Bar and Grill, home of Central Wisconsin's best fish fry, Junkyard Bar and Grill, where every time is a good time. Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. You got a whole bunch of options there. Homestead Golf Course, Junkyard Bar and Grill, all after looking at cars at Johnson & Sons Jeep. But if none of that's even your idea, hey, Rodeo Grill. That's that blast of Mexican flavor you never knew you were missing. Authentic food, best of drinks, and family-friendly atmosphere. So add some flavor to your week. And if Randy's not golfing, pretty sure he's there just gorging himself on chips and salsa, as he confessed that the other night. Which I don't blame him. I really don't. I really don't blame him, because that's one of my favorite things whenever I go to a Mexican food establishment. I'll own up to that. As we're underway in set number three, setting things up. It's Kylie Carroll. And a big cheer. And a big point for the Royals as they take a 1-0 lead. As they did take leads in the first two sets as well. They didn't finish the way they wanted to, so we'll see how things go here. Is another set for Carroll. Donald with the set of her own. And Ingram over the net. Royals trying to get back home and a kill. And there you have it for Ingram. She was just laying in wait. And she got a point. And there you have it. We're stuck 1-1 here in set number three. Beautiful Pastor Gymnasium in the booming metropolis of Port Edwards. And just in the shadow of the Wisconsin River. I don't know if shadow is the right word, but either way, spike attempt by McDonald. Out of play, point Royals. And now Cusack with the serve. Set, McDonald, kill attempt, bender. Moss over as McDonald sets, and Ingram can't quite come up with the kill. Point Royals as they lead 3-1. Set number three. Royals trying to claw back in this one, force another one. Blackhawks trying to just drill her home and over the net. There you have it. And nobody's there after that dig by Kleifkin. Point Royals. And the Royals with a 4-1 lead early set three. Seem to be getting stronger as the night goes on as Cusack with another serve. And she goes shallow back row, fielded by Hernandez. Over goes Ingram, played up at the net. And she gets it. Another point for Port. As it's 4-2 now, Port serve. Ingram, serve. Ball comes over, played by Moon. Carroll back to Moon, and that's dug out of there by Ingram, and not enough is point for the Royals, and they lead 5-2. Royals really attacking in this third set, proving that it's not over till it's over. In other words, Yogi Berra. Moss over, and an ace! An ace for Moss, and it's 6-2 Royals here in set number three. Moss over the net. McDonald, dig, over, goes Bender. Kill attempt for Moon into the net, and point for the Blackhawks. As that will bring up some substitutions. Out goes Hernandez, out goes Bender, in comes Bever, and in comes Evelyn Fletcher. Fletcher to serve. Takes position along the back line. Serve, over it goes, and that will be out of play. And an ace for Fletcher. And it's 6-4 Assumption lead now. Fletcher, over, picked up by Halbersma. Moon, another weak one at the net. Point, Port, and it's 6-5 Assumption leading in set number three. Serve over the net. Halbersma's there. Carroll calls for it. And Ross gets it over. And it's in for Port as the Royals trying to pick up the pace of play. McDonald pushes it over. Cusack can't field it cleanly. Point, Port, and it's tied 6-6 here in set three, and a quick timeout by Coach Cusack. We'll take one too, Laura. Be back here in a minute here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Hey parents, how's the school shopping going? Are you loving it, or are you slowly losing your insanity? While school shopping can be stressful, just know Junkyard Bar and Grill is going to make it better. When you finally check off that last item on the list, set the GPS to Junkyard Bar and Grill. Stop for a drink, a great meal, or simply enjoy some adult time. Every time at Junkyard Bar and Grill is a good time. Recharge those tired nerves to parent another day. Junkyard Bar and Grill is the best place to celebrate after school shopping this year.
We're back here, 6-6, set number three. Royals with a hot start, but Port starting to find their groove. Port up in the match, 2-0, winning the first and second set. As Evelyn Fletcher serving yet again. Carroll with a short dig, and it falls just right at the net. 5 straight points for the Blackhawks as they take their first lead. 7-6 in set number three. Serve played by Halbersma, up caught by Coach Cusack, and that will be 6 straight points for the Blackhawks. As Fletcher on a roll. Fletcher played up to Halbersma. Carroll over to Moon. As Port trying to get it over the net, they do. As the Royals regroup, Ross sends it over. Point for Ross, point for the Royals. And that breaks that mini run, but not before. Port takes an 8-7 lead here in set number three, bringing up Hayden Egan. Egan with serve. Over the net she goes. Evelyn Fletcher misplays it, and point for the Royals, and we are tied. 8-8. Egan back to serve again. Bounce of the ball. Slap of the ball, over the net it goes. Misplayed again by Fletcher. And another point for the Royals as they regain the lead at 9-8. Royals getting a little excited here. Let's see Port. Kind of look at themselves like, what's going on? This is right. As Kleifkin can't play it right. Fletcher tries to clean it up. She can't. That's 4 straight points by the Royals. As Royals seemingly finding something by attacking that back line on the serve. I'm not one to talk. I've never been good at volleyball, but that just seems like what they've tried to do here in this third set. And it goes to Fletcher. Good dig out there, set by McDonald. And Tranel tried to kill a home. She could not. Fletcher back, tried this side for Bever, and she gets it over. Over. McDonald has it. Tranel, Irwin back line. And out. So Point Royals, as they now have five in a row. Egan continuing the serve. Five straight for her. Four straight, excuse me. Deegan over. Fletcher had it this time. McDonald set. Tranel with kill attempt. Dug out of there by the Royals. Moon. Backline kill attempt. Now brought over the net. Two attempts there by the Blackhawks. And they tried on third. No luck as Carroll. Far side to Moon. Picked out by McDonald. Tranel up to Irwin. Tries the near side. Egan to Carroll. Assumptions, Cusack gets it over to Irwin. Port regrouping. Irwin try to get over, crawls over the net, off the hands of Egan, and to the floor. Point for Port. As rotations come in, as it's still an 11-9 Royals lead, as after they were able to get it back. Lily Fletcher to serve. As it's short, play by Rusinski. Moon gets it over. Kill attempt by Irwin. McDonald gets it over. And that'd be Ross tries to get it over. She does. Port trying a lot of one hits and over. As over the net it goes. And Royals trying to argue that it was four. It was not. The official said that was a clean block. Point for Port, and it is 11-10 now. Port lead. Fletcher gets it over. Set by Carroll. Over from Moon. McDonald, two touch over. And there is a whistle. Touching the net against Port. Point for the Royals. Royals up 12-10 now. With the serve coming to Ava Moon. Moon serves. There she goes over. Picked up by Irwin. As that goes just a little bit wide. Point for the Royals. As they now lead 13-10 in this third set. Ava Moon with the serve. Over it goes. Played by Evelyn Fletcher. McDonald, Irwin sends it over. Cusack tries to kill it. Does not. Kleifkin up to Bever. Bever gets it over. Cusack tried to kill again, and that's going to be a point. And point for the Royals as they now lead 14-10. Royals coming off their first win of the season just the other weekend up in Auburndale. So, trying to get another one short order, and they won't quite get the stop on this serve here. It was point to the Blackhawks, 14-11, Royals lead, as Hayden Lifkin for the serve. Ross digs it out of there. Cusack hits it short. Cusack gets it over, and that's played by Fletcher, but off the side wall. Point Royals. Nora Ross to serve. 15-11 lead for the Royals here in set number three. Trailing the match 2-0. Ross serve over. Played by Fletcher. McDonald just bumping it over at two touches. Cusack dug out of there by Evelyn Fletcher. And played by Ross. She can't quite get a hold of it. And that's a point for Port as they get control of the serve again. 15-12 lead for the Royals as out goes Bever. Out goes Evelyn Fletcher. In comes Bender, and at the serve is Vletty Hernandez. Hernandez gets it over, played by Halbersma. Carroll up to Cusack, played by Bender. And getting it over was Ingram, and now over again for the Royals was Cusack. McDonald with the kill attempt, and she gets it. That will be a point for the Blackhawks. So, 13-15 now is the score. Hernandez gets it over. Royals playing a little soft touch here. And can't quite get it over is Bender. So point for the Royals as it's now 16-13. And I'm going to serve Kylie Carroll. Out goes Abrella Rosinski. And in comes Egan for the Royals. Substitution. Here we go. Carroll to serve up 16-13. Set number three. Wonderful Thursday night. Friday Eve. As Royals trying to get the ball over, and Cusack does. Billy Fletcher to McDonald. Well, Royals on the defense. As Lily gets it to McDonald. Over is Bender. Royals recover. Cusack tries to kill it home, and she does. Kill for Cusack. And timeout for Port Edwards. We'll take one too, Laura. Be back here in a moment here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
Plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Royals lead here in set number three, trying to stave off a sweep. And they're on their way. They just got to keep this up a few more points as Carroll, Kylie Carroll, to serve. And Royals on their third hit. Can they get it? And they do. Fifkin gets it over as Moss for the Royals does as well. And Bender gets it across her port and misplayed by Carroll with the Royals. Point Fort, 17-14 now here in set number three. And that brings up Taylan McDonald for the serve. Royals getting ready to receive, and they do. Picked up by Halbersma at the net and misplayed by the Royals. Nobody home after that bump. And that's two in a row for the Blackhawks, and they trail 17-15 now. As the ball gets over, misplayed, and almost takes out photographer. And now it's a point for Port. And another timeout being called, this time by the Royals. And we'll take one too, Laura, about a 30 this time. Back here in 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Back here at Kastner Gymnasium as the Assumption Orioles trying to hold on in set number three, 17-16 advantage over the Port Edwards Blackhawks. But more importantly, high school sports is proudly brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar and Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring you these games and to all of our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Home of country favorites and classics, 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. With that, Royals get back a two-point advantage. Served by Cusack. And block at the net by Moss. And there's another point for the Royals as they now lead 19-16 in set number three. Here we go. Set up, over, and an ace for the Royals. Cusack as on that timeout. Coach Cusack probably just challenged him, saying, hey, don't let him back in. It's not over. Let's finish this set, and we'll go from there. Cusack serves over. Fernandez fields it. And over goes Ingram. And Moss gets it over. Misplayed by Kleifken. Point Royals. And it's 21-16. Assumption advantage. Cusack gets the ball over. Misplayed with an ace. Another point for the Royals as they go up 22-16. Oh, Royals playing stronger as the night goes on. Serve over it goes. And that will be long. Point for Port. And 22-17 now, the Royals. They can get points with this rally scoring. Point for every serve. And out goes Ingram in. Comes number seven, first play for Kylan Green. Freshman for the Blackhawks. She gets a serve. Albersman is there to dig it out. And Moon gets to it. McDonald set. Ingram smacks home into kill. So point for Port. 22-18 Assumption lead. We got another fantastic finish coming our way. In set number three. Green gets it over. Played by Halbersma. Set Carroll looking for Moon. She sends it over. McDonald up to Tranel. Irwin sends it near side. And out of play, out of bounds. Point for Port. As it's 22-19, Assumption lead now. Royals got to try to hold off the Blackhawks here. And the Blackhawks, they're just trying to get something going and get out of here. Over goes to Moon. McDonald set. Over Bender. And a touch and a point for Port. They're not done yet. As it's 22-20, Assumption lead. And now the Port Edwards fans getting into it as they're clapping their hands to the chant. Getting back into this as Green serves into the net. Point Royals, 23-20, where Maddie Moss, she can put an end to this with just 2 points. Moss on the serve. There she goes. Lifkin up ahead. Can't be played by Tranel. Point Royals is now. It's a set point. 24-20. Royals on top in set number three, but trailing the match 2-0. They can stave off the sweep if they can come up with one more point. And here you go. That's going to be long. So Port, they still have a chance. As it's 24-21, Assumption. And coming up, Evelyn Fletcher for the serve. Trying to keep Port alive in set number three. Here she goes, serve up in the air. And that's played by Halbersma into the net. Carroll pushed over by Egan. Fletcher near to McDonald. Irwin over. Cusack digs it out of there. Set by Carroll. Double touch. Point Port. Fletcher with the serve. Fletcher over. Played by Halbersma. Cusack gets it over. Over McDonald. Played by Carroll. Halbersma. The set. Moon over. And that will be Fleifkin. McDonald. And dug out of there by Halbersma. Moon trying to get over. She does. McDonald set. Tranel over for Irwin. And over again, McDonald to Tranel. Irwin over. Played up by Carroll. Halbersma with the set. Moon pushed over. And then McDonald to Irwin. Over again. Royals trying to mount a kill. They cannot get there. Cusack, McDonald. Cusack again. Set by Carroll. Cusack into the net. Point for Port. And we've got 24-23. Port trying to claw back. If they tie this 24-24, we are going extra points in this third set. Fletcher, too far. Point for the Royals. And they take set three, 25-23, for a 2-1 score. And we'll be going to set number four here in about 3 minutes. So Laura, take about a minute and a half break. We'll be back here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Hey parents, how's the school shopping going? Are you loving it or are you slowly losing your insanity? While school shopping can be stressful, just know Junkyard Bar and Grill is going to make it better. When you finally check off that last item on the list, set the GPS to Junkyard Bar and Grill. Stop for a drink, a great meal, or simply enjoy some adult time. Every time at Junkyard Bar and Grill is a good time. Recharge those tired nerves to parent another day. Junkyard Bar and Grill is the best place to celebrate after school shopping this year.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
Back here at Kastner Gymnasium, we've got a good one brewing. Non-conference volleyball. Assumption Royals dropped the first two sets, but they were able to stave off Port the third set and stave off a sweep as they took the third set 25-23. And now we'll go to number four, where Port, let's get the job done. We're out of here, but Royals, they can force the tie-breaking fifth set if they can get out of here with a win in set four as well. More programming coming your way. As tomorrow, 4 to 5, join James and I believe Seth, 105.5 FM WIRI for Playmakers. Call in, get your opinions out there, your sports opinions, feelings, takes, all of it. Get it out there, give them a call. They'd love to hear from you. Then after that, football Friday night. A big one over at Southwood County. Stadium, Woodruff Bank Field, where Assumption, winners of two in a row, taking on Abbotsford. So that'll be a good one. Then, of course, more sports next week. Next Thursday, getting boys soccer on the air for the first time this fall, as it will be the battle for the River Jug, soccer style. No jug actually being fought for, but the rivalry is Stevens Point and Rapids. Pre-game show about 6:50. And open and touch, 7 o'clock from the football field, soccer pitch in Wisconsin Rapids. And next Friday, another really good football battle for you. And it's the Battle of Wood County. Marshfield coming to town, tangling with the Red Raiders. That's always another fun one. We always try to bring you on the airwaves as well. So all kinds of sports coming up, going on. Really enjoy bringing them your way. As the seasons are getting a little long here in the fall. And we'll see what we can do for winter sports. Looking forward to that as well. But Will, we got the rest of fall to worry about too. So we'll get there when we get there. As Randy Paul and I on the call. When we get to tomorrow night's football game. Other games on the docket. Port, their home against Wausaukee. That was originally Rosholt. But they changed schedule a little bit on us. Didn't know about it until I got here today. As it will be Port hosting Wausaukee. Lincoln on the road at Wausau West. Nakusa on the road at Waupun. And then, of course, Assumption hosting Abbotsford. So lots of good games coming up. As we are back underway, Valetti Hernandez with serves. Up 2-0 for Port over the Royals. As Albersma can't get the ball over the net. Port starting fast in set number 4. And it is already 3-0. Hernandez gets the ball over, a low line drive played by Rosinski. Out of play, ace for Hernandez. And it's a 4-0 lead. Port trying to blitz the Royals and crush their spirit right away as they allowed them to get a little bit of a run on them to start that third set. As McDonald up ahead, spike home. First points for Aubrey Martinson. And it's a 5-0 start for the Blackhawks, and a timeout called for the Royals. And we'll take one too, Laurel. Back here in a minute in 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
And we are back here in Port Edwards. And out of the timeout, point for Port. As that timeout called by the Royals and Coach Cusick, trying to slow down the Blackhawks' roll. Didn't work out on that particular play. We'll see what they can do moving forward. As up to Rosinski and misplayed off the net. Point Royals, and that's now a 7-0 start. As Rosinski, she banged her knee on the floor pretty hard on that one. She's limping. She can't put her full weight on it. As she's being pulled out, and in comes Egan. Trainer going over to take a look at her. She's in a lot of pain. And I can tell you that hurts a lot. Smacking your kneecap on the floor. as serve goes into the net for Hernandez, and that breaks the score of 7 straight points for the Blackhawks coming into this fourth set, and sets up the first serve here for Kyla Carroll. Carroll trailing, Carroll and the Royals trailing 7-1. Up over the net, out of play, a little bit too much curve on that. And point Blackhawks, and coming up to serve is Taylor McDonald. McDonald, one of the 5 seniors on the team. And she got it in there. Halberstam with the dig, set Carroll, and Cusack trying to get it over. She couldn't. Point for the Blackhawks. 9-1, Port lead here in set 4 with a 2-1 set advantage in the match. McDonald over. Nice dig out of there by Moon as Moss tries to get it over. And it's a block off the hands of Bree Ingram, but comes up out of play. Point for the Royals, bringing up Rylan Cusack on the serve. 9-2, Port lead here in set 4. Cusack gets it over, played by Tranel. McDonald over for Kleifkin. Carroll, dig. Set Halberstam. Kill attempt was Moon, and that was too long. Point for the Blackhawks. 10-2 lead here in set 4. 9:20 in this beautiful Friday evening. Friday Eve, Thursday evening. Yeah, it was over. Goes Ingram for the serve, and there's a whistle on that as they are saying that the Royals did not rotate. Royals not sure. I think that had to do with a substitution after the injury. So it would be easy to get that mixed up. So Coach Cusack trying to get the exact ruling here. As, yeah, it's all positioning. About where they are in their defensive set as Ingram sends the ball over. Dugout, Cusack, Moon tries to smack it home and too long. Too much power. And that's a point for the Blackhawks, up 12-2. And Coach Cusack's calling timeout. And he will get it. And we'll be back here in a minute here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, set number 4, from Kastner Gymnasium in Port Edwards, for the Blackhawks jumping out to a fast start, trying to put an end to things over the Assumption Royals, leading 12-2 in this fourth set, and have a 2-1 set advantage, played by Moon, and after a touch by Halberstam, Moon knocks it back over the net. Tranel, miss hit, and point for the Royals, and it's still 12-3. Port lead here in set 4. That'll bring up the serve for Maddie Moss. Assumption athlete, 3-sport athlete. Moss up over the net. Lifkin, McDonald, and Irwin over, picked up by Cusack. Carroll bumped over to Cusack, over the net. McDonald cannot play it cleanly. Point Royals. 12-4 here in set number four. They've got some play-in yet to do. As Moss over to Hernandez, to McDonald, Irwin, dug out of there by Boone. Tranel with the set, and the kill for Aubrey Martinson, point for the Blackhawks, 13-4. You get two timeouts per set, and Royals have taken both of them. As now coming in for the serve is Evelyn Fletcher. Fletcher stands, spins the ball, over goes short. Irwin set, Tranel over, and Martinson tried to get it there. She got dug out of there. Irwin goes back, picked up by Cusack. Carroll over to Moon. She sets it over, picked up by Donald. Irwin goes near side, over by Carroll, and that would be one too many touch. I believe that's a call. Didn't think so, but I guess it was a call. As now point for the Blackhawks. 14-4. Halbersma, dig, set by Carroll, over by Halbersma. Dig, set, and kill attempt by Irwin. She couldn't quite get it. As Ross, Nora Ross, tries to get it over. She does. And blocked at the net by Egan. Point for the Royals. And it's 14-5. Royals try. They got to get something going here to get back in. This is Egan goes back to serve. It's not unheard of to come back from a little bit of a one-sided score. As up over the net. There goes Egan. Dug out of there by Kleifkin. Set by McDonald. Over by Irwin and a kill. So we've got another point for Port. 15-5. Port lead as they're getting 10 away from a match point. Lily Fletcher up for the serve. Over. Halbersma, Carroll, Moon, then dug out by Fletcher. Irwin with the set. Over. Martinson. Ross with it. Then Martinson over. Tried to block was Irwin. Up over her. McDonald up to Irwin. Irwin with the kill shot. Picked up by Cusack. Cusack gets it over, and that's way long. No, it's pointed in. Initially, the official pointed out, but then pointed down in. So point for the Royals. So they're staying alive, 15-6. Port lead here in set four as Ava Moon with serve. Moon gets the ball over, and no look pass over for McDonald. Fletcher to Fletcher, the law firm on set. Bump over was Irwin. And then Cusack trying to kill it back, and she does. Point for the Royals. They're staying alive here, like the Bee Gees. Staying alive. One of Laura's favorite songs. 15-7. Actually, it's one of Randy's favorite songs. I had to listen to that on repeat. Going to Green Bay once for state basketball. That was fun. I memorized the baseline once. Never again. As Royals trying to get the ball over. They do. Irwin to Martinson. Irwin again. Irwin with the kill attempt. Dug out of there by Moon. Going across is Cusack. That was going to be out, but played by Fletcher. Irwin gets the ball over. Halbersma dig with Egan over. Then played by Cusack, and she bumps the net. Point for the Blackhawks. And 16-7 in set four. I remember taking a first aid class in college. And when they taught us, it was do the chest compressions to the beat of Another One Bites the Dust. Well, they probably figured that's not the best song to think of. And they went to Staying Alive and same beats per minute. Then probably a better message. But I still remember to Another One Bites the Dust, now that I think about it. As sequence there, Royals, nice defense on that, but they just can't get it over the net. when they get close to the net tonight, it just seems like they've lost their momentum, their power, and it hits right into the net. It's unfortunate for the Royals as Port just battling tough at the net. And Cusack does get it over, but it goes long. And that's another point for the Blackhawks as they lead 18-7 in this fourth set. Serve, Lifkin, caught up by Moon. Carroll over Cusack, block at the net. Martinson up, and that's going to be back to Martinson. And that's saved by Halbersma. Halbersma back to Cusack, Cusack over the net. Evelyn Fletcher up to McDonald, up to Martinson, and the ball hits the post. And that will be a point for the Blackhawks as he's starting to get a little out of control, 18-7. Port lead with another serve coming from Lifkin. Egan on the dig, set, Carroll. Spike home was Cusack, dug out of there by Evelyn Fletcher. And Martinson with it, over back to Martinson, set by Ingram. Martinson got it over, Cusack with a kill attempt opportunity, and gets it. Point for the Royals. And it's 19-8 here in the fourth set. Nora Ross coming up with the serve. Ross hits the ball on the floor several times, gets it over, and misplayed by Klyfken. Ace for the Royals. Not done yet, 19-9 for Ross and the Royals. Port still ahead, 19-9, but Ross still with the serve. Ross gets it over, played by Klyfken. McDonald up ahead to Ingram. Ingram gets it over, Moon to Carroll, Moss, it's blocked by Ingram, and then back row to Klyfken. Set, McDonald, just over the front row is Martinson on the light touch. Point for Port. And there you have it. Point and 20-9 lead for the Blackhawks. And coming up to serve, Lydia Hernandez. Hernandez, couple slaps of the ball along the floor. Hernandez, serve is up over the net. Played by Moon, sent back over by Cusack. Dug out by Lily Fletcher. Ingram with the kill attempt. And that goes way long. As it is now 20-10, Port lead, as Kylie Carroll comes up for the serve. Carroll, slap of the ball on the floor, and she gets the serve. Over it goes. Lifkin to McDonald, to Ingram. Over, misplayed by the Royals. Point for the Blackhawks. And it's 21-10 here in the fourth set. Brighton's kind of on the wall at this point, as McDonald out for the serve. Royals really need, I'm not going to say a miracle, but they need to get some not motivation because they have it, but they need some momentum. That's the big thing here, as they are struggling here to start out, as that serve goes just barely over the net by McDonald. Egan can't get enough on it. Point for the Blackhawks. That's been really the tale tonight, as Port's had a few of those too, but it just seems like the Royals are just really struggling at that net, trying to get it back over as McDonald serve over. And it bounced off the floor, off the shoe of Moon. Point for the Blackhawks. That's some bad luck right there. 23-10. Blackhawks on top. Donald over. Halbersma dig, set by Carroll. Moss over. Now the Royals trying to play some defense here. The ball hits a stanchion. Out by Martinson. Point Royals. 23-11. That brings up Rylan Cusack for the serve. Cusack. Serve. Over it goes. Played by Valeria Hernandez. Up off the net. McDonald. Last touch by the Royals. Port trying to get something out of it. They do. As at the net, Moon sends it deep, and it's in. Point for the Royals. as it's now a 23-12 court advantage. Dusek now with the serve, continuing her serve. And here she goes. Over the net, played by Kleifkin, Donald, and Martinson's there as well. And then played at the net, misplayed by Moss. Point for the Blackhawks, as it is now set and match point for Port. 24-12 here in Kastner Gym. And Brianna Ingram can do it in with an ace here. Over the net, Halibersma. Overplayed by Moon, and there you have it. There's your ace, and there's your game set and match. 25-12 in the third set. 3-1 in the match. Port is your winner. So, Laura, let's take about a minute, whatever you got to do. If there's any ads left to play, take them. We'll be back here at the postgame show in Kastner Gymnasium in Port Edwards, where the Blackhawks take a 3-1 victory over the Royals. We'll be back here when we're ready here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Wow, everything seems to be going really well. Ah, crap, there's that noise again. Better turn up the radio.
Hey, I like this song. Glad she turned it up. What's that sound?
Please don't embarrass me, car. Stop making that noise.
You know, I can hear that noise, and turning the radio up isn't going to help.
Oh, you heard that? I don't know what's wrong, so I just turn up the radio.
Jamming out to your favorite tunes is always fun, but ignoring the problems under the hood is not. Call 8th Street Auto today.
Hey, parents, how's the school shopping going? Are you loving it, or are you slowly losing your insanity? While school shopping can be stressful, just know Junkyard Bar and Grill is going to make it better. When you finally check off that last item on the list, set the GPS to Junkyard Bar and Grill. Stop for a drink, a great meal, or simply enjoy some adult time. Every time at Junkyard Bar and Grill is a good time. Recharge those tired nerves to parent another day. Junkyard Bar and Grill is the best place to celebrate after school shopping this year.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Little Mr. Brightside to bring us back on this postgame show, or there are some bright sides tonight as Port Edwards, they took care of business over Assumption in this volleyball match. It's not conference match by a score of 3-1. That first set, really the Royals took care of business. Port took care of business, jumping out. Even though Port scored, or the Royals scored first, Port, they scored consistently throughout the match as they were able to take that victory by a score of 25-16. Then sending things to the second set, where again, Royals scored first. And it was back and forth the whole way. No ties, though, as both teams trying to grab the momentum. And right when Port was about to deliver the knockout blow, the Royals battle back, but just not enough, as the Blackhawks won the second set 25-21. And the match advantage 2-0, and on the verge of a sweep, but that word sweep was not one that the Royals wanted to hear, and they did everything in their power to avoid it. And boy, did they ever, as they jumped out to a fast lead in the match. And even though it got tied up 8-8, the Royals kept the pressure on the Blackhawks. And boy, they were able to jump out to a lead. And even though the Blackhawks started to battle back, was not enough, as set three went the way of the Royals by a score of 25-23 and cut that score to 2-1 in favor of the Blackhawks. But boy, in that fourth set, the Blackhawks started hot and they just ran with it as they led 9-1 through the first 10 serves and never let up as they earned the 25-12 victory tonight to earn the 3-1 victory over the Royals. With scores again, 25-16, 25-21, 23-25, and 25-12. Future programming coming up. tomorrow, 4 to 5, Playmakers on 105.5 FM, WIRI. Excuse me, just getting over the cold and getting a little tickle in my throat. As, again, Playmakers 4 to 5 on 105.5 FM, WIRI, with James and I believe Seth. I might even be making a call in, depends on what my evening looks like. And then, the game of the week there, Assumption, hosting Abbotsford at Southwood County Stadium, Woodtrust Bank Field, in Marywood Conference play, where the Royals trying to win three in a row. So, with that, Laura Bergen back at the studio. Awesome job, as always, once we got through our technical difficulties. That made through a pretty good, exciting production. So, thanks for everything, as always, Laura. And for all of our sponsors, thank you so much. If you want to get in on it, call 715-424-1300. Talk to Pam. She'll get you involved with anybody that needs to be. And we'll go from there. So that does it from tonight's game. Again, Port Edwards taking the victory, 3-1 over the Assumption Royals in volleyball action.